Welcome,
Hello.
Everybody.
Oh, it is time.
You already know what the date is. It's Saturdays. Let's jump in. Do 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 do. That's our.
Pew!
Yeah.
Is this? I'm sorry. I'm so confused. Is this not an NPR show?
It is now.
Good. Then we must all really talk quietly.
Like we have to get really close to the microphone and whisper. This is actually an ASMR podcast.
Anyway, my name is Stone. You're one of your hosts for the day.
I am Tony Testoline.
He is also a host, and my name is Nathan.
I'm a host?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're all hosts. That's how this works.
Very cool. Thank you, Kanye.
Anyway, this is episode one. It's our
EP one.
What do they call those? For a pilot. It's our
pilot
episode, if you will.
All right. My grandpa was a pilot, actually, in the Air Force.
Really? I've never flown.
Oh, you haven't been in a plane?
I've never been in a plane
in
my life.
He's afraid of the peanuts.
Well, it's true. By the way, he's allergic to peanuts.
That's yes, very allergic I have to a peanuts. Deathly nut allergy. Really just gets in the way sometimes. Anyway, this is the Saturday podcast.
That is S-A-D at the beginning of the word.
Yes. As
we are all sad boys during the sad boy hours.
Sad boy hours. It's 10 at night. But every hour is a sad boy hour when you're one of us. So, fellas, what are we going to talk about today?
You know, our good boy Stone, he brought up an interesting concept. Something that we all just share that we're interested in. Credit to Stone Weber, by the way.
Hey, that's me.
Fantastic guy. Yeah. So, let's start out by, let's see, who wants to go first? We're not doing nose goes, by the way.
Okay.
By the way, if you guys can't see this, which you can't, we're not doing nose goes.
Well,
so I know.
Tony is, which means Tony has to go first.
Facts. Tony, what have you been interested in lately?
Well, you know, drugs are pretty cool, not gonna lie.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry, I didn't have enough time to think of it.
Well, thanks for that.
I'm so sorry.
We'll come back to Tony.
I'll get better as the episodes go on.
Tony, you're fired.
Oh, boy.
Nathan, it looks like we're doing a podcast by ourselves.
In my house.
in Tony's house. I guess I can start.
Alrighty.
That's what I wanted.
Let's go.
Oh, actually, I have a story to tell.
Let's hear the story. Let's ponder it.
So, today, I was in my basement, okay? And my mom was doing some laundry.
Mm-hmm.
She kept coming downstairs into our laundry room, taking care of laundry, going back upstairs to do whatever she was doing.
Yes, sir.
She made several trips up and down the stairs. And after a few trips, she stops, like, at the top of the steps, because I was in the basement, and then there's steps going up to, like, our entryway, and then there's steps going up to, like, our living room. She stopped in between, like, in our entryway. She's like, Stone, get up here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shucks. What did I do this time? And then I go up there and she says, why did you spill all of this white stuff all over the floor?
Oh.
And I'm like, wait a second. I do not recall spilling any white stuff on the floor.
I get asked that on a daily basis, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I do my own laundry.
Well, I look and I have absolutely no idea what this stuff is on the floor. and like she I have been in the basement for probably like an hour at this point. She had been going up and down the stairs, and it wasn't there all day until she just went up the stairs that most recent time.
Hmm.
So it just appeared out of nowhere, these right. white spots. And it was, it almost looked like, they were like perfect circles on the ground. Ooh. And it looked like, it almost looked like plaster or something, or like white paint. And we just... We didn't know what it was. It just appeared out of nowhere.
It's still there.
No, it came off really easily.
Huh. That's an interesting story to tell. What it was. Huh.
So, I think my house is haunted.
Well, yeah, weren't you saying before how, like, when you had dogs before? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell the audience about that.
When I had dogs... Well, actually, I'll start with this. When I was a baby, I don't even remember this, but my parents... I've actually never told anyone this before.
Ooh.
But when I was a baby, I would look... I would be, like, in our living room, and I'd be looking up the stairs, just, like, staring up the stairs, and, like, laughing. And,
whoa! Like, no.
Just, like, so fixated on one point, but there was absolutely nothing there. And, I would, like, I think they said I even would, like, wave sometimes. And just, like, I was so entertained by this spot.
The fuck?
But there was literally nothing there. And then I grew up. I had no recollection of that whatsoever. But then when we got dogs, they would always bark at that same spot, and there was absolutely nothing there at the top of our steps. And I am not okay with that. I think there's a demon in my house.
Time to move out.
I've lived there my whole life, and I cannot wait to leave because I don't mess with ghosts. And I also just, like, hear sounds and stuff all the time. My parents think I'm just a loser. they're like, Stone, there's no way our house is haunted. We've lived here for, like, a million years. But I swear there's something sketchy going on.
You've inspired me tonight, Stone. You've inspired me to go into my own basement, go into my trunk, and take my nightlight back out.
Ooh.
Because I am scared of my own house now.
Because of the story I told you about my house?
Yeah, what?
I don't want ghosts to be in my house. I feel like you brought bad aura into my house, Stone.
Well, good thing you have a dream catcher.
Ooh, dream catcher. DREAMCATH. Oh, wait, CATCHER. Dream catcher. Yes, indeed. Tony has one.
It's quite a useful purchase. It helps me get the only action with girls I can ever get because, you know, it catches all the wet dreams.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I was going to say you're going to get hipster girls because they're really into those.
Yeah, you should get some, like, crystals.
I ain't hating.
What's that?
What?
What did you say?
Your mom.
Ooh.
Got him there. But you haven't heard that. Ha!
My mother is a saint.
Yeah, she is.
Whoa.
I wasn't expecting that.
Bet you weren't.
So anyway.
I wasn't expecting my own birth, but look where I'm at right now.
Wow. You know, I saw a story today on the news. Actually, it wasn't on the news. I think someone was making fun of it on YouTube or something. But there was this news story where this guy... It was in India. This guy sued his parents because he never consented to being born.
Did he win?
I don't know.
I hope he won.
I mean, it's India. Who knows?
Oh, that's true.
Nothing against Indians, but...
You know.
Nope. Not talking about that. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. So the reason I told you my ghost story, because I've been very interested. Well, it actually wasn't a ghost story at all. But
spookiness. Spoopy.
Ghosts. And, like, spooky stuff has always been of interest to me. And, you know, Spooktober is right around the corner.
Yeah, it's definitely not, but okay.
It's February, which is close enough. It's right around the corner. You always have to be prepared. So, do you guys have any spooky stories?
Well, you know, I myself have been quite interested in the spooky stuff recently. And I've been going to the bathroom a lot and listening to Mr. Nightmare at school.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've been listening to his stories.
Shout out to Mr. Nightmare. Sponsor us if you like.
Sponsor us.
We'll take a brand deal.
Yeah, not only did Nathan interrupt me in one of these sessions by banging loudly on the stall door, quite literally scaring the shit out of me. Not only did he do that, but the other day before I left school, like right before I left school, I was on the toilet listening to an extremely scary story. Something about being followed by a creature, who knows. But,
safety.
Oh boy. But yeah, so this bathroom at our school is quite notorious for the people that go in there.
Ooh.
But let's just say somebody with some mental issues, some mental challenges, if you will, came into
mental challenge. Why didn't you just say mentally challenged?
I guess I should have. I don't know. I'm nervous. It's
the special education.
It's my first podcast episode. Give me a break for a minute.
So there was a mentally challenged kid in the bathroom with you.
And I'm sure he was there longer than I knew he was there. But he started screaming, and I was quite scared because we were the only two in the bathroom. And he also started banging on the stall door. And I just figured he'd go away eventually. But here's where it gets really weird. This particular stall door did not have a lock.
The one you were in?
Yes.
Why would you choose the stall without a lock?
Because I forgot that it was the one without the lock. Anyway, he burst into the stall. And got me sitting there. quite half naked, and and he caught me, and we made eye contact. We locked eyes for a moment, and then he scampered away, and
scampered
and
away.
I just stood there frozen, paralyzed in fear.
Well, that wasn't a ghost story, but I still appreciate it.
No, I have something pretty creepy.
Ooh.
This is something I've never really told people, because I just feel like people laugh it off.
But you gotta do it for the
podcast. Yeah, I gotta do it for the podcast.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So, letting all the audience know, my father passed away around 11 years ago. And as a kid, I rarely would have, like, exquisite dreams. But I had a dream. It was a week before his death. I had a dream where there's an alien that came down the earth. And, you know, it's pretty wacky. I believe in aliens, but, like, you know, it's a wacky story.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him, you know, they're interacting in our front yard, and I shit you not, this alien, I saw him just, like, take out, like, a ray gun and shoot him, like, right in the body, and then he died, and I tried to fight the alien with, like, a Diet Coke, like, 12-pack box. That's the funny part of it. But then a week later, he died from heart failure, and so, you know, I always thought that was pretty spooky, because I basically, like, a week before, in my dream, he died, and I remember just trying to avenge his death, and then 1 week later, there he is, seeing him in the hospital, dead. D-E-D.
Do you really think that was a dream?
I mean, I don't think an alien definitely didn't kill him, it was a heart attack, but I mean...
That is crazy. Dreams are of interest to me.
Every time I hear a dream, I think of the Sharkboy and Lava Girl, like that one.
My
song.
Dream journal.
Dream, 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 dream.
Every time I hear Sharkboy and Lava Girl, I think of George Lopez. And then I think of that song, Low Rider.
Ah, yes. Low Rider. Anyway, yeah, dreams are crazy because no one knows how they work.
Facts.
It's true.
Big
facts.
Very nice.
Like Carfax? Show me the Carfax. Mm. You know, foxes. People have foxes as pets.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're adorable.
Get one.
I would love to get a fox as a pet, but they require a lot of attention, unfortunately. It's like the perfect cross between a cat and a dog, except they're, like, so hyper, you constantly have to be, like, paying attention to them and, like, playing with them and stuff.
Oof.
So, yeah. That's unfortunate.
That's very unfortunate.
You know what? I think you're quite a fox.
Well, thanks. Anyway, how did we...
we strayed off so much.
Oh, we were talking about...
The supernatural.
The supernatural. The ghost stories.
Sponsor us, Mr. Nightmare. Or ramen. I like your dry noodles.
Too much sodium for me.
Well, there's no sodium if you don't put the packet in.
What's no, I just straight up, like, eat noodles. The... I eat, like, the block. When it's condensed, like, I don't even put it in the microwave or anything.
Do you like it from cups, or do you like it in, like, the baggy?
I like, the baggy, like, the square ones. Mm-hmm. I like to just, like, literally take it out of the pack and just eat it.
I feel like that would get messy.
Oh, it gets very messy, but it's really good. And then you can sprinkle, like, the seasoning on it, and it gets a new flavor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, that sounds awful.
A lot of people think it is, but I really enjoy it.
I'll have to try it sometime.
Next podcast.
Raw ramen.
Raw ramen.
Ramen.
Raw ramen.
Raw, whoa. Anyway, let's see. What else? Oh, I guess it's Nathan's turn, right? To talk about a... recent intrigue.
Recent intrigue?
Yes.
Let me think about that. A lot of things intrigue me, guys. They truly do. Life is just interesting in its own part.
Huh. I'm
trying to think of, like... Because there's, like, when I find something, I get really into it. But then, like, I might just lose motivation depending on it.
Hmm.
Oh. As silly as it sounds, I recently got a PS4.
Ooh.
And I never, like, really play video games that much, and so I did this to kind of treat myself. Let me tell you, that shit, I've been on it. I've been on that Warframe. Fight me, bro.
You know,
I'm not a fucking scrub.
I downloaded the update for that today.
Did you?
I did
in like 4 days.
I have a dojo.
You have a dojo?
I have a dojo.
The hell?
That I was going to invite you to. But it required an update, so I wasn't able to do that. But I will. Maybe tomorrow, maybe another time.
Sounds good. We can be fighting. Who did you pick for your character?
Loki.
Loki? Was it Loki?
Yeah, it was pretty Loki. But, actually, yeah, it is very low key because he's like a stealth character.
Right, yeah. You know, I really admire those characters because when I used to play like a lot of video games and I just stopped completely, and then now like I'm playing it just more casually. And before, I would always love the stealthy characters, but now like I just kind of want to beat the shit out of things. So I picked Excalibur and he's like the soldier guy in quotes. And so, I don't know, I enjoy the process. Like, I like to sneak up on them, but then when everything, like, when the enemies find you and you're, like, the alarms go off, I just kind of, like, I don't like to even reset the alarms. I just like to fight all the enemies off by myself.
The enemies never find me.
Because you are low-key.
Exactly. No, just kidding. He has, like, this invisibility power.
Oh, yeah.
So if I mess up, I just... He's also, like, extremely fast.
Ooh.
And I have these mods I put on him that make him even faster.
That's stealthy.
So he's just, like, crazy fast. So if I get like, spotted, I just turn invisible and then just go so freaking fast and just, like, dip as fast as possible.
That's awesome. I really like that. Did you download Warframe, Tony?
I have not.
I'm very sorry.
I suppose I could. I don't know. I'm not super into video games right now, but the only video game I've really been playing is the Spider-Man game. It's just so good. It's like its own movie, but I guess you guys aren't fans.
I think it's just because you're like a little Spider-Man fanboy.
Well, Spider-Man's cool. You got a problem with Spider-Man, Stone?
No, but Batman is cooler.
Well, you know what? This new Spider-Man game, I played all the Arkham games. It's better than the Arkham games.
Because you like Spider-Man so much.
No. Really, the game is just better.
I promise you, it's because you like Spider-Man.
That's my unbiased opinion. Now, let me touch this picture of Stan Lee's face.
I don't think you have played all the Arkham games.
He called you out.
You're right. I did not play Asylum, but I did play Arkham Knight and Arkham City.
I heard Asylum was actually really good.
Well, yeah, I'm sure Asylum was actually really good, but...
Did you play Origins?
Yes, I did play Origins. I forgot about Origins.
Origins kind of sucked. Yeah, I loved the multiplayer, though. The multiplayer was really fun.
I never used the multiplayer.
Well...
I didn't have friends at that time in my life.
Yeah, probably because all your friends were
non-existent.
Yoink.
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 So, Tony, do you have any interests?
Well, no, I do have interests. I guess. Sorry. I guess a particularly new interest. This is gonna sound really weird, and you guys are either gonna laugh or there's gonna be a long dead silence in the podcast. It's gonna be really awkward for everybody listening, but I've been going to the gym a lot lately. That's not the interest.
Is that the joke?
No, that's not. That's not that. Fuck you. that's not even the interest. No, but I've just been really happy with the progress that's being made. Don't laugh again. There is progress being made, but anyway, I've been looking in the mirror. That's not even the...
Did you say more? You're looking in the mirror even more?
Hey, I didn't... Anyway. Anyway, continuing. We still haven't gotten to the interest yet. See, the thing that I've been doing in the mirror is I'm just so proud of myself that I've been looking in the mirror. And I've been...
So your interest is yourself.
No.
Narcissist.
Well, I guess in a way, yes. But specifically, what I've been doing is when people are gone out of the house and I'm about to shower. No, I swear it's not that bad. But anyway, I start yelling at myself and say positive things, and I basically give myself positive self-talk, like I scream. I'm like, You're the best looking person in this fucking state. And then many things like that. And yeah, that's my new interest is myself, yes. I'll try to find something better for the next podcast, but right now my interest is myself.
You know, since we're opening up about things, I've been reading a lot of articles about strippers and how they get amazing bodies, like male strippers, and I've been looking at male strippers dancing.
Wow. You know what I read about, like, Channing Tatum and, like,
Thor
and those guys?
And Magic Mike. I read his fucking workout regimen, his diet plan.
No, you know what I read for, the scenes they do, though? Apparently, to get all that definition, they, like, lost all of their water weight by dehydrating themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that's, like, really bad for you. I feel like wrestlers do that.
That's really? How you get, like, really vascular. So, like, you have your veins popping out and, like... You just don't have the water weight, so it's literally just your fat and your muscles.
But your blood should not be that thick. And that's how you...
Think.
Yeah, thick with a C, obviously. Two C's.
I mean, you could also get vascular just by doing cardiovascular exercise.
Ah, but you don't quite get that same definition if you don't dehydrate yourself.
I don't like a lot of AIDS. I think it looks weird, so I'd rather be hydrated.
Yeah, I mean, I think some vein, like, maybe, like, a little...
Forearm veins.
Yeah, like, some forearm veins. But if you start getting, like, tons of veins everywhere, that's kind of nasty.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. If you have, like, a good amount of hair on your arms, it's okay, like, not to have veins. If you have veins, it kind of looks weird. It looks like a hairy penis. But, like, if you have, like, barely any hair on your arms and you have veins, that shit, that's good.
Penises aren't hairy.
So I think what Nathan's saying is...
Don't be a hairy penis.
He's saying shave all the hair from your body and just get really veiny.
And then you might look good.
And then you might look halfway decent.
You guys aren't getting it at all. Obviously, you have to purchase anchor arms.
Wow. What a reference that is.
It's quite a reference.
Anchor arms.
SpongeBob, sponsor us.
Please.
Imagine if we got a Nickelodeon would never sponsor.
Yeah.
You know, if we were running the Super Bowl, we would have put on Sweet Victory all the way through.
Everyone just starts, like, liking this. They're like, I like these guys. But I guess a good thing to talk about is where this podcast is heading. You know, I guess that probably would have been, like, a good idea for the first part. Instead of just, like, talking about random
things. Instead of just going on complete tangents about nothing.
Hey, yeah. Man, I mean, it worked.
About how Tony screams at himself.
But, yeah, no, we should probably, like, take some time to explain, like, how we're going to do this. Because we thought about this, but it's, like, more sporadic.
You know, we didn't really get into anything sad yet.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The entire basis...
is
of
sad.
Our podcast was, maybe we'll rename our podcast.
No. We're just going to have to get sadder.
Or maybe the idea is, you know, ironic. We're sad, but then we converse with our good friends and make everything happy again.
That's true.
See, that's why...
And then we're sad again.
And then we're sad again when we go home. But that's just the circle of life. Sometimes... you gotta get sad so that you can get happy again.
It's true.
You gotta be sad to get glad.
Ooh. Don't be mad. Get glad. Isn't that...
Yeah.
Glad sponsor us.
We're gonna have so many sponsors... Just kidding. No one's gonna sponsor
us. No one's gonna listen to this.
This is our first episode and literally no one's gonna listen to this.
Well, yeah. That's kind of a relief. I wasn't very good in this episode.
This one we actually get like... 200,000 listeners. Aw, oh, crap.
Yeah, we're screwed.
We need to ask if there's anybody out there, please tell us what to do so we can do better.
You know, really, all I want... I don't know where that was going. I don't know what I want.
I know what I want.
What do you want?
Tony's not allowed to say it. Because we all know what it is.
He wants AirPods.
It's true. I want to flex on people all the time.
But it's not a true flex if they're not the Louis Vuitton AirPods.
You know what I saw the other day?
What?
Yesterday, I saw a man driving his car with his radio on, but AirPods in as well.
Well, yeah. It's illegal, actually, to drive.
Oh, I know it's illegal. Yeah. But is it legal when you're flexing on everybody?
Well, of course. They probably weren't even on. They were probably
I highly doubt they were on.
Yeah.
He was just trying to flex.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do to make sure everyone knows how much money you have.
That's true.
But also, if you really think about it, they're only $120. So anyone with a job, especially at our age where you have so few expenses, anyone with a job should be able to comfortably buy AirPods.
It's true. I'm a 17-year-old. I mean, ask anyone. I'm a complete loser, and I could very easily afford AirPods at any given moment.
Yeah, I don't have a job, but I can probably get Tony to buy me
AirPods. True. I have no issue buying Stone AirPods. But really, that's the ultimate flex. Buying somebody else AirPods.
But what about these Louis Vuitton AirPods? Because those things are $995.
Those must be the best sounding earbuds I've ever seen in my life.
Those are the real flex.
It's true.
That's a fact.
They are the real flex.
It really just doesn't get much better than the LV.
You know what? Honestly, Gucci makes them.
Yeah.
The realest flex is having your butler wheel around a cart with a full stereo system behind you.
Like the old 90s ones?
No, like a really nice, like literally sound. Just driving around in a large vehicle. Your butler drives behind you, and yeah, he has a full, like, music studio in the back. Maybe there's a band in there, I don't know, let's say Smash Mouth.
No, he's playing in the band. He has, like, one of those, like, one of the motorcycles with, like, the side cart things. And he just has an entire mariachi band in the side cart.
That's how you do it.
That's how you flex.
That's how you flex.
See, these are the wonders of capitalism. You wouldn't be able to flex without capitalism.
Well, you would, but you wouldn't really have anything to flex, like,
Well, because if we're talking communism here, everyone has the same stuff. So it's impossible to flex because you don't have anything that other people don't have. Unless you make it yourself, in which case the government's going to come after you.
So, well, I took a bite of one of Tony's cookies. Tony, can you read on the box what the exact cookie name... Actually, you know what? No, never mind. What does that say? They're Pamela's?
Pamela's.
Okay. These are Pamela's Lemon Shortbread Gluten-Free Cookies. And so I stole one from Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a bite into it.
They're disgusting, right?
They're really bad because they taste... Okay, they have a good taste to them. They taste literally like a lemon head. That's but true. In a cookie form... And then it slowly, there's like a tiny little taste with that just was like, and the consistency just feels wrong. And then the aftertaste is like wood.
And they're a little chewy. It's odd.
Well, the consistency is because it's gluten-free.
Well, you know what? I've never eaten them before. I just grabbed them because I'm trying to eat less sugar. And these only have 5 grams of sugar per serving.
Well,
so.
You know what would have been even less sugar is if you didn't buy cookies.
Well, you know, I just wanted something sweet. I haven't had sugar in 3 days.
You know, see, this is the thing. People,
these are fucking awful.
People say that they want to, like, eat healthy, but then they just get the alternative of, like instead of getting the really bad food, they just get food that's, like, slightly not as bad and then pretend that they're eating healthy. That's why America has an obesity problem.
Well, you know, the goal was just to not have sugar, like an abundance of sugar, because sugar's what makes you fat, not fat. So I was just...
Well,
I mean, this wasn't... The goal here to get the cookies wasn't because they were necessarily healthy. It was just because it was an alternative to sugar. I just didn't want sugar specifically. I wasn't trying to gain a large amount of nutrients.
Well,
these are horrible. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you just wasted your money.
Well,
how much were they?
I have no idea. I don't really look at any finances. But, I'm pretty bad with money. I probably don't deserve to have a job. I definitely don't deserve to have a car. I don't have a car anymore.
So, Pamela's Products Incorporated, your cookies suck. But if you want to sponsor us...
No, I don't want to be your sponsor. So people hate them, and they'll hate us. All right, we'll turn this into a little food review right now. So Pamela's Lemon Shortbread Gluten-Free Cookies, as I said, they're like a lemon head with a weird consistency. And the aftertaste is kind of like wood and drywall. And it's a bad taste. If you are celiac...
Great option. Still wouldn't recommend. But they're horrible. And I guarantee you, if you just make cookies by yourself with not as much sugar, even if you have no baking experience and you're horrible at it, that would be better than these.
But let me tell you.
Lemon me tell ya.
But lemon me tell ya. The artwork on the box
looks
very nice.
It's very aesthetically pleasing.
It's very, it makes me want to eat them.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, kudos for that.
But they put all of their money into marketing instead of taste.
All of their money went into the box, so they had to sell sawdust.
Yeah, it's a nice quality box, honestly. You know, let's just review boxes from now on. Shit. But no, yeah.
This is now going to be a box reviewing podcast.
Boxcast.
Boxcast. Or Podbox.
Ooh.
No, that's really bad.
You know, these things are fucking awful.
I can't disagree. Oh, well. Let me just throw something out there real quick. We are recording a podcast with no microphones. This is on my phone.
Yeah.
Tony and I are both sitting on Tony's bed, and Nathan is on a wheelie chair rolling between the bed and the desk because his phone is plugged in to Tony's like VCR player or something.
But so, you know what this all means?
This means that we're super low budget.
No.
Sponsor us. Hey,
where I was going with this, loyal listeners, is that
all zero of you,
is that you should stick around because you know what? The only place to go is up, and if you stick around, you can say you were with us from the beginning when we're like, I don't know, Logan Paul famous.
No.
Just kidding. I'm so sorry.
But no, going with that, this is something we kind of all have a passion for. We, for our school, we had some like videos, you know, we would make, and we were kind of, I know you guys especially were known for making these like videos that we would make for these classes and, you know, a lot of comedy and people like that. And so filming and stuff kind of like that with the technology aspect of it has always been of interest for a lot of us.
It's true.
So this is like a great way to kind of get a start into it.
We also want to make a YouTube channel.
Indeed, but we don't know what to call it.
Oh, shoot. You know, I got something we can discuss.
What?
Well, we have
cookies.
A... Well, you know what? I'm so sorry that I bought cookies for myself and you took one. But yeah,
I took two, actually.
Why would you take another one?
That's because it's so bad. It was like, I need to try this again to see if it's actually that bad.
Well, that's just cuckoo.
Let me get another... I'm kidding.
Maybe I'll return them.
Is it like LaCroix? Where LaCroix just sucks so bad, but you can't stop drinking it?
You know, for the first cookie and the second, it felt like that, but the second one really was horrible, so...
Anyway, what I was gonna say was, we got the Film and Lit project coming up, and I need ideas for a movie to direct and star in.
Well, I told you that you should take Goodnight Moon and just make a movie
See,
adaptation.
But I want a lot of comedy value in it.
I don't think you understand. It'll be very comedic.
No, I'm sure, but I want a little more wit involved.
Do you understand how much wit it takes to create a movie out of Goodnight Moon?
The whole movie is just lines from there's no substance to the movie.
Okay, but we could take so many creative liberties. Because no one cares if you break away from the storyline of Goodnight Moon.
I don't think you realize how many people this is going to piss off, Stone.
I don't think you realize that no one reads Goodnight Moon past the age of 6.
I don't think you know who you're talking to, buddy boy.
I'm talking to somebody that only reads children's books.
That's not true. I have at least... Let's look. I'm looking at my bookshelf right now.
That it consists of 90% children's books.
Okay, but I will say that I don't touch any of those books, so you are talking to somebody who just doesn't read, not somebody who doesn't read children's books. But hey, I still did quite well on the reading in English on the ACT.
Yeah, I got a 32 on that section.
I got a 34.
Oh, well, aren't you just a freaking genius? What
the big flex?
For English?
And reading.
I got a motherfucking 18 on English. Oh my gosh. I got a 26 on reading, though.
That's what I got on the math.
essay was a 9.
Ooh, what was your total score?
My total score? Yeah. It was 23.
Oof.
It was pretty low, I know. I suck at those tests, though, but, I mean, I'm pretty dumb, so I don't blame it. Essay was fucking 9, though, and what does that do for you? Nothing.
I mean, you don't need a good ACT to be a firefighter.
That's true.
What if I did a Captain Underpants adaptation? Mm.
Captain Underpants?
Yeah.
Who would you get to be Captain Underpants?
I'd be Captain Underpants.
So who would be George and Harold?
I don't know. I think we have to make friends with a black person first.
Wow. All right, so what we learned today is that Tony's made this podcast into a racist podcast.
That's not racist at all. I'm not saying I don't want to be friends with a black person. I'm just saying that there's not one I'm particularly close to.
Excuse me, sir.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, who do we know that is of African... I'm so sorry. Who do we know whose skin color is different than ours that would be willing to... I mean, I'm sure there's plenty that I talk to. I wish I could stop talking, but I've dug myself into this hole now. Who do we know that would be willing to star in a movie where I run around in underwear and a kid?
Probably a lot of people.
That's all I'm trying to say.
But they also have to be black.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Kanye West.
I would love to. I mean, he might say yes if we just, you know, reached out to him on Twitter or something.
Or on our very popular podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
What if this actually just takes off?
Well, I hope it doesn't, because I feel like I'm going to be the most hated member.
No, you won't be. You'll be like Carlos from Big Time Rush.
Oh, fuck Carlos from
what?
Big Time Rush.
I love that guy.
I loved Carlos, but he was the... Never mind. He was an integral part, because he made it digestible for the kids. Just kidding. James Maslow is pretty attractive. Have you seen him recently?
I have. Tony and I actually...
It's true. We looked up pictures of a lot of just, like, former Nickelodeon stars recently.
Yeah, a lot of them are, like, cuties. Have you seen Drake Bell? Ooh.
Have you seen Victoria Justice?
Josh Peck is quite attractive.
He just had a child just recently.
We're talking about men right now, Stone.
Okay, but that's fair. What about Jimmy Neutron?
Oh, Jimmy Neutron? You know, I heard he was balding.
Yeah. That hair ain't sticking up anymore.
Didn't he even have a receding hairline in the show?
Yeah.
I mean, his head was just enormous because he's a boy genius.
Because he's so dang smart. Do you remember that one? This was a Disney movie. It was one of the movies that, like, only played on TV. Like, it wasn't in theaters.
Yeah.
And it was like a superhero that was a dog. It was called Underdog, I think.
Yeah, yeah, Underdog.
Oh, I remember that movie.
That was a great movie.
That was a weird movie. I don't know if... I mean, it had Peter Dinklage in it, and it's just... I think it's weird that he was in that movie, because he's in, like, a lot of serious stuff. I'm going to say another thing that's going to alienate another group.
Oh, jeez. Like,
midgets are just so funny. I'm sorry.
You're digging yourself in a deeper hole, Tony.
Yeah, well,
it's not a very politically correct
term.
This is
a podcast. Little people are...
How is that... Okay, okay.
we're going off topic again here.
I have no clue we're talking about.
Why is little people the politically correct term? It's not any better. I just don't understand.
Because what happens is people start to use... like, the correct term as a, like, derogatory term, so then they have to change it. Like, take the word retard, for example. That was, like, a legit, like, medical term that was used, but then they had to change it to something different because people started using that word as, like...
derogatory statement.
Yeah. So really, there's nothing wrong with the word retard. Or midget. it's just...
I still use both those words quite frequently.
Classic. Absolutely classic. What were we talking about?
We've been everywhere.
I'd like to go on a quick disclaimer. Is that the... I don't know. I'd like to say that I do love all people, but some people are just funnier than others. That's all I have to say.
I thought you were going to say, but just... some races. I was like, no, whoa.
No. I'm not racist at all. I love the mini... I love all the colors of the rainbow.
All the colors of the rainbow. You know...
gay people.
Yes, gay people. Wonderful people.
Black isn't a color of the rainbow.
Oh my god. I'd like to say that this time it was Stone with the weird comments.
Hey, no, but... You said that you love everyone that is all colors of the rainbow, but black is not a color of the rainbow. Neither is white.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying you to say only that I like only Asian like people.
And the gays.
He only likes gay Asians. Tony only likes gay Asian people.
I'm not. I have no further comment.
Tony has no further comment. So this has really just been a circle jerk of a conversation, if I've ever seen one or heard one.
But isn't that just what conversation is in its essence?
No. But I mean, I guess this is a good starting place for a podcast that may or may not. Ever have any listeners. I think if we get to 10 listeners, I would be excited.
Dude, if we even get like an actual listener, I'd be fucking excited.
Yeah. You know, in my opinion, I've done so poorly tonight that I would like this to only be aired if we become famous and it's like a special podcast.
It'll be like the lost episode.
Yeah, I think this right now is a practice run. I think I need to, take what we've done and improve.
I disagree entirely. I'm putting this up regardless of what you think.
Wow.
Then we'll take it down when it starts to take off, because then people wouldn't expect us to get it our first one.
Yeah, because you hear, like, popular YouTubers all the time. They're like, yeah, I just went back and, like, deleted all my old videos because they were so bad. Like, you never... You need to have a starting point. And this is our starting point.
This is our starting point.
Our starting point is sitting on Tony's bed and talking into my phone.
Man, you know, I just care so little about my money. I could just turn my room into a studio if you want.
You really could. You could also buy us microphones and chairs.
I could easily do that.
Chairs and the budget.
Can you have beanbag chairs or swivel chairs?
What about swivel beanbag chairs?
Is that real?
Probably not, but if you put a small beanbag chair on a swivel chair...
it would basically be that.
Brilliant. And now we've just invented something, and that's why we set out to do this, but not really.
We're changing the world, one swivel beanbag chair at a time.
I'll swivel your beanbag chair.
That is the hottest thing I've ever heard. I hope everybody on the podcast got that.
What's the Will Smith meme from YouTube Rewind? Man, that's hot.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Probably exactly that.
You gotta love your memes, man.
And that's what we'll be discussing next week.
You know, we could.
Various memes.
We'll probably forget about that, though, honestly. No.
Well, good thing we have this handy podcast to listen to so we don't forget.
All 50 minutes of it.
Wow, we actually...
we're going.
I mean...
we're not... it's not over yet.
Boy. I thought you followed Jewel on the Instagram
page. They don't have social media anymore.
They don't have it anymore?
No. Like,
why?
Everybody, like... I mean, like, the government, like... or yeah, like, the FDA just hates them so much that... like, they just complain so much that Jewel's just like, okay, we'll delete our social media, and then, you know, it's probably just going to get banned soon anyway, too, so.
That's true. Wow.
Yeah.
Jewels. Don't Jewel, kids.
Yeah.
Especially in school bathrooms.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You know what? No, listen to me for a second. Sometimes you gotta take a shit.
Every single day, okay?
No matter what time.
Daily, I need to take a poo at school, okay? And it's already a stressful situation because you don't know who's gonna walk in as you're just like squeezing one out.
And often a mentally challenged
team. Sometimes mentally challenged.
Are you shitting?
But see, the thing is, it's already a stressful situation. You have minimal time because you're at school. So there have literally been days where I have gone to every single bathroom in our school and I have not been able to take a poo because people have been drooling. They drool in the stalls, and it keeps me from being able to excrete my waste, and that's not okay. So, for all of you little chumps that like to they like to drool in the bathroom stalls, stop it.
Okay? You're looking at one right now.
Hey.
Tony may or may not be one of those people.
No. I'd like to specify that.
He listens to Mr. Nightmare which is not any better.
When I do it, I am actually pooping, so it's made a lot better. See, I think it makes the experience more enjoyable, and Nathan will agree, right?
I do agree with that. Yeah, Nathan there's something agrees. About that.
Yeah.
There literally is something. Shout out to all of you guys who know.
Yeah, so just remember, if you do choose to make that decision, do it on the toilet, but make sure you are actually using the toilet, or Stone will be disappointed in you.
I will be disappointed in you. Also, I don't understand why they always choose the best bathrooms.
Well, probably because they don't want to do it in the disgusting bathroom, and, you know, I mean, they're breathing in a lot, they're inhaling a lot. You probably don't want to inhale the shit air, which I guess you are doing either way. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get in their mindset, you know?
You know,
think like the enemy.
The hierarchy of bathrooms at schools...
It's real, man.
It is real.
It's as real as the social food chain.
Because every school... Really, any location ever has, like, the really good bathroom that, like, not a lot of people know about, and you feel like you're some sort of, like, freaking secret agent when you use that bathroom.
Your poops are automatically more silent,
too. It's so clean, and it's just, like, no one's there, no one bothers you, and it's perfect. And then there's other bathrooms where there's, like, writing all over the walls, and it's gross, and, like, the
food's on the ground and the toilets.
Yeah.
One time I found an entire rotisserie chicken on a first-floor bathroom at school in the toilet, and I don't know how it got there.
A rotisserie chicken?
No joke. It was a Hy-Vee rotisserie chicken. The box was on the floor next to the toilet, and there was a chicken in the toilet.
Was this?
Dang, that's a whole chicken you could have ate.
Yeah, it was a whole. Like, I mean, it was eaten a little bit, and like the bones were sticking out. But like it looked like a dog was eating it or something.
What the heck?
And then it just threw it in the toilet or something.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of animals in the bathroom, tell me why. The other day at our school, there was a literal cat.
There was a cat in the girls' restroom. Where did
Let me tell a story. So I was in the girls' restroom, you know, with a baddie. I'm kidding. No, not at all.
Nathan's a church boy. He would never.
No, not at all. But anyways, a lot of girls in my homeroom, they're actually saying how in this one restroom, there's a little hole, and you know how it's, you know, it's pretty cold outside. We've been reaching, like, almost record temperatures, and some rodents will come in.
Ew.
But a cat walked into the bathroom, and a girl was in the stall, and she brought it out, and a bunch of girls just saw it.
Was it a feral cat?
I have no idea, but the cat was cold, and the girls kind of took care of it, and I don't know what happened to the cat.
That's obviously probably the most wholesome thing to ever happen in a West Side bathroom.
Yeah, no, honestly, like,
jewels around. They probably asked the cat, hey, you want a hit of this?
Hey, yo, kitty, you got pods?
Yeah, no.
Nathan is a cat. Cats only use Sorens, obviously.
Wow. Well, it's been 55 minutes. I don't know how we got here.
It's been such a ride, everybody.
We're excellent conversationalists.
I wouldn't say that.
We're only going to get better the more we do this.
You're right.
We are. And the more people that listen, the better we're going to get. So please, help us along our journey.
In the higher budget we get, because we could really use, like, microphones or...
Do we actually make any money off this if people listen?
No.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, so then I will finance all of this, Tony, I suppose.
Tony will work overtime.
I am the godfather.
But... Hey, just keep in mind, we're going to have some special guest stars on our show, too. We got an awesome woman named Maddie. She's got a lot of stuff to say, especially about Saturdays.
You're supposed to say that she's a member of the show.
Well, she's
going
to be...
She's going through an application process. I personally am saying yes to her.
I mean, we've all said yes, but who knows how often she'll be on the show. So... In reality,
yeah, she actually has a significant other.
Yeah, so, see, the thing is...
She does a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Nathan, Tony, and I are, like, the real hosts of the show, and Maddie will be in a case... We'll call her, like, a very common guest star. I would not call her a host... Because she's probably very rarely... She also...
What about a co-host?
She's like... She is like Sandy on SpongeBob. She's not in every episode, but she's an important character.
Yeah.
That's what we could say. That's the least enthusiastic yes I've ever heard. But yes, that's what we're saying right now. She is Sandy Cheeks.
And she's never going to listen to this, so we could probably say whatever we wanted about her. No one's going to listen to this, so we can say anything we want.
Oh, I don't know what to say anymore. I really want Maddie on the show.
So, yeah, who knows what's going to happen? We might never even do this again.
Yeah, that's
No, true. We are doing this.
But we are doing this.
Yeah, this is our life now. Please support our livelihood. Please.
Yeah, we actually just got a mortgage on a house, and we need to pay for it.
Yeah, the whole house is our studio.
Yeah.
We're going to become bloggers. Please help us.
The world is our oyster, and you must finance our oyster. That's why we are going to start
That's
a Patreon.
That's why you need to subscribe to my premium snap.
Hey. If you guys give us $1, I'll send you naked pictures from Patreon, especially to you.
He has them. I've seen them.
But let's be real here. This is not... We're not doing this for money. We're doing this...
Because we like you guys.
Because we love you. We love all zero of you. But we hope and pray that we will find somebody to love.
And whoever our first... like, watcher is.
We will give you a group hug.
We will literally find you. We will have you as a host if we ever become famous, and we will give you nice surprises. Not sexually, because that would be weird and bad, but nice surprises.
It's not bad if it's consensual.
Hey, but we're here for you.
Wonderful.
Phenomenal.
You think it's time to call it?
Yeah. Should we give them our social media?
Not mine. Oh, wait, we should have made, like, a social media for this.
Oh, we still right. can.
We're
we,
gonna,
we have plenty of time.
We're going to make a social media. We'll talk about that in our next episode.
Yes.
We're going to make this official.
Heck yeah.
So, yeah, this has been our first Saturday.
It's been quite an experience.
It has been quite an experience.
Indeed.
Please listen.
We love you.
We're gonna the more people that listen, the more the less we're gonna ask for people to listen as well. So if you didn't like hearing that, and if you didn't like hearing me be insecure about how I was on the podcast, you know, just listen and that'll all go away.
If you want to hear more about Tony screaming at himself in the mirror, tell your friends. Please.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
All right. Well, it's been great. I am Stone.
Do we have an order? Okay. I am Tony.
And I'm Nathan.
And this has been
Saturdays. Saturdays. Saturday. Shit, wait, I didn't say it at the same time as you guys.
Three, two, one.
Saturdays.
Saturdays. Oh,
fuck.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that only lasted.
We'll see you guys next week. Oh,